This is Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. Romain Wheeler has a great passion for classical music. He plays piano beautifully, too, and he tells great stories. And we experienced all of this when Romain visited Insight in July of 2017. We'd set up the keyboard in the studio. We asked Romain to weave his music along with his story. I also wanted to know about the piano that he packed into a dump truck and hauled uphill in Mexico to his mountaintop home.
It was a concert grand piano that Rubinstein and Claudio Arrau played in the Opera House of Guadalajara, and it became my piano. So it took us 28 hours from the last village on a dump truck, just at the rhythm of walking almost because of all the chuck holes, and 2 tons of potatoes on each side of the piano to keep it from falling. And I paid for the 28 Tarahumara Indians to help me lift it up and unload it with the potatoes afterwards.
Wow. And the
so New York Times came and made quite a splash about it.
Because the Steinway made it, and so did you. You were born in Northern California originally.
St. Helena in the Napa Valley, yes.
Okay, and then at some point you moved to Vienna to study classical piano, but I think your first song today is going to be something from when you were 9 years old?
Yes, when I was 9 years old, my father took me to San Juan, Puerto Rico, where Segovia played the guitar. And it was such a memorable experience at the end. He played Memories of the Alhambra. And then my music changed from a hobby to a passion. And it took me 7 years to pass it on to the piano because of the constant tremolo and the two tendons between the third and fourth finger. If you practice that too much, you can ruin your tendon. So I practiced each bar once for 1 week until I finally, when I was 17, managed to get to the end of it without having pain. And I've been playing that now since my first concert in the Mediterranean in 1967, all the way through every year in my concerts as a closing meditation of the most beautiful of a lifetime projected into the future.
Thank you. Memories of the Alhambra by Romaine Wheeler. And Romaine has lived with and works for and has educated a lot of the rest of us on the Rarámuri people in Mexico for 20 years you've been there?
Since 1992, 25 years now that I've been there on a long-term basis, yes.
Say something about why that area has captivated you and why the people in the mountains have become your people.
Ever since childhood, I pretty well lived a missionary life with my parents, always involved with the indigenous people, bringing them education, health, etc. So my first 16 years, they were like my adopted family, and they've remained that way for life. The Tarahumara people are the people of peace, people that respect nature in a very deep way. And when I first came there to write the music for the University of Music in Vienna, they wanted me to go there as a researcher, as a musicologist. I fell in love with the beauty of the whole country. There's six times the Grand Canyon, and the 120,000 Tarahumara that live there live very close to Mother Earth in a very reverent way from which we can learn more from them than they from me. Because of their high mortality rate with the children of 50% before the age of 10 years in the remote areas, I decided in 1992 to dedicate all the income from my concerts to a small clinic for them, a school and a scholarship program, and I'll just live off of the sale of my CDs, and they've been the most happy years of my life, really.
What did you think your life would be? Did you expect to be a touring international pianist?
Well, my road has always been very unique and different. I wanted my music to flow from me, at the same time playing music of the great masters also, but I wanted it all to be half-half, with one foot in the past, with the music of the ages, and with the other, with how I see life through music. So it's been a unique, I haven't had very many examples to follow because it's a unique pathway. Usually the second half of the program is dedicated to my own cooking and their first part then too.
You probably have some perspective on how cultures handle music and how music is a language different all over the world, but an important language that we aren't often privy to.
I've been so moved by the fact that, for example, Mozart can really touch the strings of a Tarahumara Indian. I have one boy there now who is the first Indian, perhaps on the continent, that is concert pianist. He already went through the conservatory, and he went with me on two tours to Europe. Now he's doing his master's in university, and he's composing also. And he loved Mozart from the start, which proves that it has nothing to do with just being accustomed to the music. It has to do with the language of the soul itself, you know? Without any barriers or cultural barriers, racial barriers, religious barriers.
Would you play some music that is an example of the indigenous music, their music?
Yes, I'd be very glad to. Some of their music reminds you of old Irish jigs. It's very cheerful music. The most cheerful music is dedicated to the deer that they consider the high priest of nature. The Spanish bought the violin with them, and they make their own violin, so the right hand will play exactly the theme of the deer on that the violin would be playing, and the left hand is the accompaniment with the rhythm of the feet and some of the guitar that they use to accompany. So it's a dance of the deer, and it's a prayer for rain.
Thank you. You're right. It is bright and light and happy. You seem to have an unending energy. How do you live in Mexico so that you can compose and travel and keep the life that you want to live?
We have a small airstrip that we made especially so the doctors could come in, the flying doctors, and take in and out our patients. So that's one way to get there fast. Otherwise, it takes a whole day to get there from the last village. I usually go in and bring food for 2 months at a time if I'm there for a longer period and get it all at once.
You're in a compound high in the mountains.
I'm about 6,500 feet above the river.
Wow.
With a long distance in front of me.
Well, you are going to perform the pastorally for us today.
Be glad to.
I think there's a gift to this music, too, in what you can share with us. Would you describe it a bit before you perform?
Yes, I wanted to paint this landscape on the canvas of my own soul, not just on the outside, but somehow to feel the depths and the heights, the width, the vastness, the infinity that you live when you experience this. I felt like I was experiencing eternity in the here and now, and that I could allow my soul to fly like a flock of birds over all that vast expanse. And it was quite an experience to write it out. My manuscript, if I unfold it all, is about 40 feet long. But it goes very, very fast because it is in the minimal technique of composition where you have miniature vibrations that all together give a pointillism like you have in painting to paint that landscape.
The always entertaining Romaine Wheeler in our studio in May of 2017. And that's Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruyak. Insight is produced by Kate Gonzalez and Cody Drabble. Our digital team is Chris Hagen, Casey Gardner, and Emily Zentner. We had help from Helen Barrington and Antonio Munez. Our technical director is Mark Jones. Insight's executive producer is Joe Barr. Thanks for joining us.